to redirect blame and to avoid responsibility. This stage reflects an awareness that something needs to be done to get the result, coupled with an acute avoidance of getting involved. People assuming this victim attitude seek shelter from what they perceive to be additional effort without sufficient reward, from personal sacrifice without benefit. Why take on this added responsibility? It's not my job gained legitimacy in a past era of job descriptions that set boundaries across which no worker dared to step, of performance expectations that focused on individuals' ability to do their jobs rather than on their ability to contribute to getting the result, and of organizations that assumed it was okay for other departments to fight for what they needed instead of working for what would best benefit the company. No matter where you look, at work or at home, you will see examples of this stage of the victim cycle every day. For instance, can you recall a time when you were on the other side of "it's not my job"? Imagine the following scenario. You walk into a store seeking help, encouraged by the company's heavily advertised slogan, which reads, "We do what it takes to make you happy." You are shocked to hear, "I'm sorry, but I can't help you. That's not my job." Nothing infuriates most people more than becoming a pawn in an endless cycle of "it's not my job" as you bounce from one person to the next, finding no one willing to take responsibility. The price of such below-the-line behavior becomes onerous when you must pay it, which is precisely the point. Whenever people use this phrase to duck responsibility, avoiding the opportunity to play a role in getting results, someone pays the price. It may be an indirect price. It may even be difficult to trace. But ultimately, someone pays a price. Perhaps the price includes how others perceive you. Perhaps it involves how the company's performance ultimately affects your pay. Or perhaps it will accumulate until you lose your job or your company goes out of business. In the end, "it's not my job" means, "don't blame me, it's not my fault." Number 3, finger pointing. In this well-practiced stage of the victim cycle, people deny their own responsibility for poor results and seek to shift the blame to others. "Don't blame me" becomes the catchphrase for transferring fault to the other guy. For instance, the chief operating officer of a leading healthcare company publicly admitted that a problem with its polyurethane extrusion process was perplexing everyone in the company. As soon as company employees became aware of the COO's admission, they began using the extrusion process excuse for all sorts of product defects, scheduling delays, and inefficiencies. Productivity and profitability plummeted as hundreds of employees pointed their fingers in every direction but at themselves. Blaming can take on many forms, and it occurs in even the best of companies.